شكرا سيد الرئيس، إذا لم تكن هناك إحدى الدول الأطراف تأخذ الكلمة.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If there are no further state parties seeking the floor, I would like to say something myself. I would like to begin by thanking the Iraqi presidency, and I would like to thank personally Ambassador Ediak and the entire team that provided assistance. And we would like to reiterate our support to Iraq during its presidency. And over the course of all the meetings of this session, we remain convinced that with the Iraqi presidency, by the end of this meeting, we will have a rather strong report that will underline the seriousness of the obligations that arise from this convention, so that all state parties can reach a successful outcome. I would like to thank the conference and Iraq for having been granted an extension. We know that Iraq is a country with a high level of contamination of cluster munitions. We understand as well the great challenges that it faces in its current decontamination stage. The work plan and the detailed investigations are, of course, needed for either scenario, whether the 5 or the 16-year one. There is also a need to become aware of the risks. And this work plan is not very clear on the main reason of the pollution, the contamination. It would like Iraq to give priority to the investigations, at least during the first year of the extension. We would like to point to the very important role played by education on the risks in 2022. The Observatory on Cluster Munitions logged over 140 victims. That is the highest registered average in Iraq since 2010. Iraq is also the state party with the greatest number of victims of cluster munitions last year. Iraq must pursue further efforts and awareness-raising efforts on the risks of cluster munitions. By targeting these awareness-raising programs for the most vulnerable populations in order to avoid an increase in the total number of victims, we would also like to call on donors and all partners for Iraq to make all necessary efforts in order to provide all the needed assistance so that Iraq can be free from cluster munitions as soon as possible, at least during the next 5 years. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And now I would like to give the floor to my colleague, if I may, who will make some additional comments on the